Hello and welcome back to A Better World. This is your host, Mitchell J. Rabin, and I'm very glad you're joining us again today. Today we're going to have a very interesting and very relevant show, I will say, seeing that we are all across the world dealing with the deluge of information and actually a lot of fear-mongering around the whole subject of COVID-19. And interestingly, there is a correlation with its spread with the rollout of 5G. Well, what do they have to do with each other? It's a very interesting question, and it might be a relationship that you would never have thought of. Except there are a number of researchers, doctors, and scientists who have been researching this. And one of them is our guest today, inventor, visionary, Alanka Horezi. Alanka is a dear old friend, as well as has been a guest on A Better World TV going back some 20 years or so, and she has been at this work of understanding Tesla technology for, well, decades, along with so many other activities that she has been engaged in. She is a researcher, she's an author, inventor, expert in quantum mechanics and scalar technology, among many other very impressive attributes, as well as a wife and a mother. You'd think, how did she find time to do all of this? But she has. And she continues to be on the cutting edge of technology and seeking to create healing through technology. And that is going to be the main subject of today's show. Her primary work has been on this, what is called Teslar technology, that she has embedded in nothing short of a watch, and a watch that has been on my wrist for some 20 years, as a matter of fact. And what's interesting about this now is that in light of all that is happening in the world and the threat to our environment and to our public health, it looks like, again, Alanka has an answer, a solution to at least some substantial part of the issues around 5G, which she'll be telling us about, and by correlation to the COVID-19, because they are interestingly, seemingly very connected. So, Alanka, welcome back to A Better World. Great to have you, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so great to be back. It's been a long time.
I'm so glad. It's been way too long. Way too long. So let's make up for some lost time. Yes, you've been, you know, on it, as I said, all of this time, and long before I knew you and since I've known you, and you have just been very diligent in the research of looking at these relationships of Tesla technology, and you have engaged, different scientists along the path to help you and work shoulder to shoulder with you. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Tesla originally, and then how that can affect what it is we're looking at right now is this global health crisis we're facing. Really, two of them, as I was saying. One, of course, is the COVID-19, but there is this intimate relationship, it really does seem, and I'd love to hear you talk about that as well, with the rollout of 5G technology.
Okay, I think we should start back. You know, if you can imagine, really back in the 70s with Andrea Puharich, you remember him.
Yes.
He was an amazing scientist, physicist, et cetera. He was the science advisor to President Carter. And
yes,
at that time, he was investigating the signals of ELF. And because they were using ELF, that's extremely low frequencies, and electromagnetic
yes
fields to communicate with between atomic submarines. So
yes,
they wanted to see what that would have bearing on biological systems, particularly in the ocean, since water is so conductive. Well,
yes,
we saw many whales and dolphins and different mammals in the ocean beach themselves because of this signal. It was very alarming and disturbing, to their nervous system. So he saw how detrimental that was, and then he was working also with the government and mind control and various weaponry, et cetera. And he got so frightened, he kind of went out and lived in the mountains and Josh Reynolds' property and hid himself away from everybody. And then I met him before that, but got to found him in North Carolina, and we started working on different things together and researching, putting fast boy analysis EEG on various people to see when they were doing amazing things, what frequency were they putting out when they were doing the major amazing things. And it was always 7 to 9 hertz, which is oddly the Schumann resonance of the Earth is always between
7.83 or so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we thought, well, that was really interesting to see that correlation. But anybody, artists, shamans, healers, whoever, they were always in that frequency range. So
yes.
We thought, well, that's really interesting. And then we saw that, you know, he was really concerned about frequencies controlling people. He was concerned about frequencies that we would have in the future that would come out that would actually be able to turn diseases on and off. And unfortunately, this is the day that that's happening.
Yes.
So,
So he was foreseeing
yes.
this moment in a sense.
Yes. Yes. Was because when we invented it back in 1986, the Tesla, we didn't have cell phones or computers. So we had no idea that those frequencies would be impinging on the brain. We just knew 60 cycle was enough. You know, between your hands about 12 inches apart, you'd have 80,000 frequencies that the brain is trying to process at any one given time. Now, oh my God, I hate to even think what we're trying to get through. And so that's why the brain cannot process all of these frequencies. And so it's saying, hey, you know, can't handle this. I'm sorry. Arthritis, you're just going to have to wait. And you know, asthma, you're going to just have to wait. You know, I'm just too busy. So when we
isn't it true that despite Dr. Buharuk's discovery of the dangers of extremely low frequencies, the United States military, Navy, et cetera, continued to use them. And there had been so much hoopla around it politically, so many environmentalists and animal lovers and the like stepping up and saying, you've got to stop this. I mean, I remember signing any number of different petitions at the time that it was really being uncovered. So they continued to use it. And did they then harness those frequencies, Ilanka, for, you know, bioweaponry in a sense?
Absolutely. That's where we went into. Well, actually, the Chinese first came up with 5G. And they came up with it because they wanted to jump ahead of us because we had we are the ones that came up with Wi-Fi and all these various things. And so they wanted to jump ahead of us, and they actually came up with 5G. Now, let's understand where it comes from. When you say about a cell phone, they say, well, and EMFs are not dangerous. Well, that's true. EMFs are not particularly dangerous. It depends on the frequency. And it depends if it has an ELF, extremely low frequency component, because those are the frequencies that are biologically effective. Those are the frequencies that affect us, our bodies, our field, everything. So when they say an EMF isn't dangerous, well, they just don't happen to mention that the ELF component is riding on that. However, if on iPhones, if you go into settings and then go to general and then go to about and then to legal and then to exposure, you will see that they admit to the signal that they put out as exceeding standards. Okay. So this microwave signal, the microwave signal that first came out, it came from radar. So let's kind of understand that. Came from radar. And in the old days, you know, the microwave oven, I don't know if you remember, was called a radar oven. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but I remember being advised to stay far away from it. That's what I remember.
Yes. And the old days, you know, it was really dangerous. Yeah. They had no way to even protect. So anyway, but then it was, you know, a bunch of guys fooling around with radar noticed that it would heat things up from the inside out. And so the microwave oven was born. So this microwave oven frequency is what we're getting with 5G. So basically it doesn't heat up tissue like a microwave oven does because we're not that close to it. But it does affect us, just like if we're standing in front of a microwave oven with the door open across the room. It would be a similar type of thing, okay? They did a study on honeybees, which was really interesting, and they put a cell phone in a honeybee hive, and just for 10 minutes exposure for 10 days, and the worker bees would not return to the hive after that. So that kind of, put us on thinking, okay, this can't be very good. And during those 10 days that they were in the hive, they had very erratic movements. It wasn't normal at all. And they weren't making the honey like they were supposed to. So the microwave oven is about 1,000 watts. And the microwave hitting you is less because, like I said, you're not right next to the tower. But your phone is really dangerous. The phone, because your phone is always looking for that signal, okay? It's reaching out for that signal constantly. And when it gets that signal, it pings, and the waveform goes way up, and you get this really rush of microwave energy put into your head or into your body.
That is, if the phone is right by your head. Right.
Exactly.
If that phone is right by your head. And I'm bringing that up exactly because one of the provisos is because everyone these days uses a cell phone. So there's what you could call safer use and less safe use. And what they say is right along the lines of what you're saying here, Alanka, is that if you are placing a call, keep the phone away from your head until the signal reaches the desired party. Then bring it, closer within proximity of your ear. Yes.
When the phone rings, that's the worst time. That's the biggest peak and the strongest signal that's put out, the strongest pulse, is when you answer the phone when it's ringing. So try not to put it on speaker right away. And, don't have it near your head. It only takes 0.05 Gauss to cause brain ionization, and you're working with thousands of Gauss when you put that thing next to your head.
So that's positive ionization, I take it.
Not good ionization. Okay.
Well, when they say positive, I don't mean positive like that. I mean positive as in distinct from negative, whereas, we seek negative ions when we bathe in the in moonlight, for instance, at nighttime.
That's absolutely. So the big thing to remember is that your phone is always looking for that signal from a tower. So and also it's a pulsed signal. In science, pulse signals are more biologically active than a static signal. Like for instance, a magnet. A magnet is a static signal. It doesn't pulse. It doesn't do anything. It's just magnetic. So some people put it on and maybe it works for them, And the thing is, it will not work constantly because the body will override that signal after a while. Because it's just like if you lived in an apartment and you heard the train go by, you just moved in and you go, oh my God, I can't stand this train.
Yes.
You know, but after a week, you don't even hear it anymore because the body overrides that signal. So,
what you're saying is the body habituates to the signal and it no longer has the effect, whether it's a positive effect for the value of a magnetic kind of therapy or the negative effect. Either way,
Exactly.
It's habituation.
So anything that's not an active device that pulses, the body will override it after a while. Well, the thing about this 5G and any signal that comes over your cell phone or computer is that it's pulsed. It's a pulse signal, and it's not a regular pulse signal, which makes it more biologically effective. In other words, the body's guessing all the time, and it can't ever adapt to it. That pulse signal makes it so biologically effective and scary, and something that your body will never get used to, and it's always going to be kicking, something, pressing on your immune system, whatever. Now, what they've also found is that light-skinned and blondes are more susceptible than dark-skinned people who have, like, brown or black skin. Yeah, they're more susceptible to the signal. And also babies that have smaller heads or children, they get more exposure than adults do and absorb more in the brain than large heads. Like, children should never be on a cell phone under 12 years old. Never, never, never. Because when that radiates out, I can show you in a visual that when it goes to a child's head, a small head, it covers their whole head, their whole brain. So, and unfortunately,
we also have to realize that the bone, in this case, the skull, is conducting the signal as well through it itself.
Yeah. Exactly.
The bone conducts frequencies.
Right. Yeah. Right. It makes it worse. So, but there's unfortunately no one doing any research on brain cancer right now or on ELF or on the 5G situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing a rise in memory loss, hypersensitivity, hyperactivity, sleeplessness, headaches, allergies, infertility, anxiety, and unfortunately less fear. People are like becoming more fearless, which is one of the weird things that happen. Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of suicide. Yeah, more suicide situations. So,
but that could also be a result of increased anxiety and stress levels that become what one feels as unmanageable, and they feel that their lives are then out of control because they cannot manage the feelings and the sensations and emotions that are getting stoked up through these artificial means.
Exactly. Well, to give you a scary idea, and the presence of cell phones, just one or two calls a week over a period of 10 years will cause brain cancer.
Oh, my God. My God.
So at the apex of, let's say, 1,640 hours on the phone, the chances are three times higher for brain cancer with the phone on our head. So brain cancer takes a while it takes a while to develop, so you don't see it for a while. But I think it's going to become a huge medical issue.
Huge
problem. In a matter of time.
It's actually already begun, because if you think about it, there has been very active cell phone use for 25 some odd years at this point. And there are reports. They are just not getting mainstream media publicity. As well, by the way, I do want to say that, to make a distinction, the telecom industry is not doing any research on the effect of cell phones or 5G. It has been minuscule, or the telecom, or I should say, the cell phone companies themselves. But there has been a reasonable amount of independently conducted research by scientists around the world, numbering in the many thousands of studies, Alanka, which really, beyond a shadow of a doubt, prove the dangers of 3G, 2G, 3G, 4G, now 5G, as well as you were saying, the microwave effect of the 5G and cell phone use. Yes.
Right.
So, you know, so we really have ample evidence for it, and it just doesn't get paid attention to because the profits are so clearly in using completely unhealthy, in fact, completely threatening technologies, as you are making clear. Now, there's another side which you indicated before, and of course you and I are both intimate with, and that is the healing range, the well-being range of the use of frequencies. Actually, my use of energy medicine, of the life system, of this biofeedback system, of so many of the technologies that you've been using, including the Tesla, are generating, you know, the around the Schumann resonance. So it's so curious that on one hand, the same technology at a different bandwidth will be extremely dangerous and even lethal, and when used elsewhere on the bandwidth, it can be incredibly therapeutic and healing. And that sort of brings us into concert, if you will, with what you've been doing with the Tesla. And I know you're building up to that, but I guess I'm getting eager.
Well, I just want to mention one other thing, just to let people know, you know, men should never carry it their phone in their pocket.
In their pocket.
Because the radiation is all across, goes into the bone and the hip bone and the bone marrow, then starts to deteriorate, and also into the groin, starts infertility issues and
all
kinds of things. Yeah,
yeah.
Prostate issues. Yeah.
Excellent.
And women the same way.
So
don't
glad
put
you
it
made
in
that
your
point.
Bras. Yeah.
Right.
That women don't put it in your bras because we found that the cancer that comes eventually is about the same size as the cell phone that they put in their bras, and because the breast is full of water and therefore conductive to the radiation.
Sure.
So
exactly.
Also pregnant women should never use the cell phone near their stomach, as the baby's head is also near the surface of the stomach wall and should be influenced by any type of signal from cell phones, iPads, laptops, all of that kind of thing. They should be leery of that and stay away
from
it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, we're here at A Better World, what we're recommending to pregnant women and, in fact, all people. Telepathy. Forget the cell phone altogether.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This should really be... Exactly. This should be a real impetus toward, you know, developing our higher, you know, human potential and psychic powers. Anyway,
exactly. not really, because actually that part of the brain was very well developed in Australopithecus and Pithecanthropus, you know. So. Yeah, back then it was very
I hope
developed.
You're not getting electrified over there. It sounds very active. It sounds very electrically active over there.
Somebody, of course, is trying to contact me, of course, you know, during this time.
Yes,
but never mind,
exactly.
We will ignore it. So, anyway, like you said, we have to think about the body as being electric. We use EEG to measure, you know, our heart rate, EKG on the brain, you know, all of these
EMG.
Things are electrical. Right. Mm-hmm. They're electrical readouts because we are electrical beings.
We're
97% water, which is very conductive. So
correct.
We're like an antenna. pulling in these frequencies, particularly in the brain. It's like a little, is like an antenna, pulling in these frequencies and processing them in and out. So it's important that you don't sleep with a plug behind your head, you know, a plug in behind your head.
Yes.
At night.
Right.
Take your lamps, or it should be unplugged, your phone, outlets, you know, all of those things, alarm systems, Siri, Wi-Fi, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
Really impinge on us.
That's
the
right.
Most when we're sleeping, because we're in one place. So just that,
I have a Gauss meter
before we go into.
I have a Gauss
yeah,
meter,
you
and
tell.
People are making available a neutralizer for all electrical outlets that we plug into an outlet, and it neutralizes all of the negative and harmonizes, really, all the electricity in that area of a house or an apartment.
Well, the only way to do that is scalar. Because that's the only thing that will collapse frequencies, because you've got to have an electric field and you've got to have a magnetic field, and then you've got to have
yes.
a way to cancel those two against each other. But in
mm-hmm.
other words, create what's called a bucking field or a zero point. It's the only
yes.
way that you can collapse those frequencies. Otherwise, anything else is just piggybacking, you know, on something. I'll
yes.
give you an idea. You know, they
yep.
used to have back in the 70s, I know when I was running around with Pat Flanagan, he had an ERG,
mm-hmm.
Earth Resonance Generator, that put out 7.83.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's like, if you wanted to look blue, I could shine a blue light on you and you would look blue. That's like the ERG, because the ERG is putting out that signal that kind of makes you look that way, you know, puts that signal around you. But it's not really incorporated into your body. It's not really part of you. But if you could take
mm-hmm.
a magic blue pill where you're going to be sending that signal out from your body, from this magic blue pill, that would be what is really the ultimate in what we've done with Tesla. Because
oh.
we have taken, see what I mean? So because
yes.
the watch, the signal is integrating with the meridian system, which is the electrical system of the body. So it's sitting on the triple warmer on the wrist, and the triple warmer is kind of the fuse box. It goes through the whole body from that triple warmer meridian.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we use the battery as the electric source, and the sweep second hand is the magnetic source. And our chip
oh.
takes those two and flattens them out to zero point.
Oh, is that
so any frequency, yeah, so any frequency coming into the brain is canceled out on that meridian point of that zero point, because it's flattening all the frequencies down to zero. Kind of like starting a fire to put out a forest fire. It's using
mm-hmm.
fire against fire. Same thing, we're using frequency as zero point, collapsing it to work against what's coming, and including 5G, thank God. So,
that's what Tesla is accomplishing.
Yes, and why it's so important right now. So
oh
very
gosh.
Important.
So
interesting. And we can show in vitro studies at Stanford 136% difference in the immune system in vitro, and this is the uptake of the proliferation of T cell lymphocytes is 136% more. So that means your immune system is pushed up 136% more.
Oh,
it has
that
as
kind
an
of improvement.
It acts as a, yeah, 86% is an antidepressant in the uptake of noradrenaline. We can show that it balances the heart parasympathetic
mm-hmm.
the heart rate variability. We can show with EEG fast Fourier analysis that it throws off 80% of the ambient frequency coming into the brain, and only
mm-hmm.
mainly the alpha range, the 7 to 9 hertz stays. So,
yes.
Which want that. So it's the 7 to 9 hertz that we piggyback on the zero point, so that that travels through the whole body. So you get this sense of peacefulness, of meditation, of prayer, of being calm. You know, so that's what's so very important, because it changes consciousness. It changes the way you feel, you think, and it boosts all these different systems as well. You can go to TeslaScience.com and see all the science that's been done. It's so much of it that we have a whole website devoted to it, because we've been out there over 35 years. So we've got a lot of science, you know, behind it. The clinicals with Miami Dolphins, clinicals with the members of Parliament in the UK, you know, just on and on and on. So we can prove that actually there is a major difference in wearing the watch, and particularly now with 5G, how much that it impedes the body and acts upon the body. And my scientists now that I've been working with have said that when the virus, they stole, the virus was actually a bioweapon and was stolen from a Harvard researcher who was paid by the Chinese government to send it to China. And he did so, and then had a bunch of other stuff and was heading out of the country, and they caught him and arrested him. But
is that
by
Charles Lieber?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah. There were several of them, and I think I sent you.
Yeah, because there were a couple of Chinese
video, right?
of his colleagues as well. And so it was U.S., you know, it's so curious now, it's U.S. made in the USA and being hijacked to Wuhan.
Yeah. Yes, yes. But they didn't know what they were getting, you know, and stupidly, you know, they started testing it on animals and whatever. And then next door is the market. So when they were finished with the animals, they went and sold it to the market, which
how it happened? And that's why it's associated with bats and snakes?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is that what accounts for that story? And
yes, yes.
I mean,
because
I know it was in the public media.
Right next door.
It was in the public media that this professor of chemical biology, Charles Lieber, was arrested, if I remember correctly, and some of his colleagues, one or two of whom were Chinese. And he did have this relationship with Wuhan. I don't know if it was the university there, the Chinese government, or both, where he was being paid large sums of money monthly on retainer, and I think he was given all sorts of grant money, et cetera, et cetera. And so, but as far as your understanding is, that is the kind of the etiology of where the virus came from, this particular strain, I should say, and how it got to Wuhan from Harvard, and from there it was mistaken. You're saying that when they got finished with the animal testing at the lab, they just put those, I mean, would they really do that? They just handed it over to the marketplace?
Kind of stupid, huh?
I mean, as stupid as it gets, yes, exactly. But I guess I thought that it leaked out of the lab, or someone in the lab got
infected.
It did
infected. That as well. Yeah, it did that as well. Yeah, you did that as well. So,
just,
I don't know.
It's interesting because our fearless president calls it the Chinese virus, and there is legislation pending right now in Congress, Alanka, which is a resolution to, in a sense, chastise or condemn the Chinese for this viral outbreak, when it looks like, if what you're saying is accurate, the kick in the pants is that it's not a Chinese virus, although it may have gotten leaked there, but it was in fact American.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and I, you know, I sent you the video where they were making it the announcement to Congress, the DEA and whatever. So you know it's true.
Yes.
It's not fake news. I sent you the video that was snuck out to me. Where they were actually making that statement that they had been arrested. So that's how it got there. But they mixed in some really good stuff about everything they could. They took the whole kitchen sink and threw in there. One of the things that they did was they put the ability for 5G to manipulate and cause the virus to mutate.
Oh,
but they could actually, they could actually turn it on with 5G.
Oh, okay. Very
so the
horrible.
That's why the 5G, is very dangerous. And, of course, the Chinese didn't know that. You know, that's not something that you can take apart and analyze and see.
Yeah, you can't reverse engineer
that.
Yeah.
No.
But you're saying that at the Harvard lab, the bio lab, the biowarfare lab at Harvard included that as part of the pestilent nature of this biowarfare-based virus.
Yes. And it backfired on China because China has 5G everywhere, you know, because that's their thing. Because they have a way through 5G to, their goal is to get rid of money and various liberties, and they would monitor you anywhere you go with 5G. When you go in to buy something, you just put it on this plate and that's it. You put it in the bag. Everything comes out of your bank. They do it all through 5G. They monitor where you go. Monitor conversations.
Major surveillance.
They monitor everything. With 5G. They can do that. Okay. So in cities and whatever, you'll see 5Gs on the telephone poles even. It's that tall black thing that comes up with like an antenna sort of looking thing. And you'll see them ever like 100 feet or so. There's a lot.
Exactly. I was just about to bring that up. That's the other thing. This is a short frequency, and unlike cell towers, which, you know, we're going to be longing for, that are separated out by, you know, hundreds and thousands of feet, these have to be within essentially a 200-foot range, one to the next, and they're embedding these into the sides of buildings, camouflaging them, basically, because there's so many, in especially an urban environment. And it's too much. Mm-hmm. People would freak out if they recognize these to actually be what they are, mini cell towers. And, I mean, it's just horrifying. By the way, I've done shows on 5G with especially this particular scientist from England who has done, you know, extensive research on it. And it's the shortwave frequency that in itself – let alone the COVID-19 virus, is so, as you were saying, so powerfully dangerous, biologically disruptive, exactly. So we're, now there's something else I'd like to bring up here and see what you have to say about this, because it was interesting. I was thinking about it when you were talking about radar back in the earlier part of the 20th century. There's a Dr. Thomas Cowan, C-O-W-A-N, and if I haven't gotten that video to you, I will. Very interesting. I have it at abetterworld.tv. And that is, he equates the electrification of society, going back to the use of radar during World War One, which was the first, you know, rather massive utilization of electricity en masse. And then equating that with, correlating that, I should say, with the Spanish flu. And he goes historically through the 20th century looking at these all the way up to 5G, that the effect of the electrification on human, you know, biology on the human body is so severe that it becomes non-resistant. What's the word? Receptive to the virus. It loses its immune protection. Is that in alignment with what you're saying and seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, those frequencies are very deleterious. You can't even imagine the what they can do. If we can't admit, I can even say the whole world cannot imagine what these are going to do to us. We have no idea what's coming down the pike, I believe. Now, Poharich saw it because he was doing all that research, you know, about that specifically.
Yes.
And, you know, it was very depressed for him. He was always depressed about it because he said, you know, I just don't know what we can do. And, you know, so Tesla was born actually because of what's happening today and not so much cell phones and computers because we didn't have them, as I said.
Yes.
But
back in
1986, when we came out with Tesla, it was for a small niche market of people that were so sensitive to electromagnetic fields that they had to live in a trailer in the country with no electricity. I had one lady, she couldn't even walk along the road because if a car came by, it would knock her like unconscious. So, really crazy stuff. Our doctors, they couldn't work any longer because the equipment, they would give severe headaches and make them sick and all that kind of stuff. So we had a lot of people worldwide that were affected by ELF, and we would put our watch on and they could go back and live normal lives again. When we put I had a program a few years ago, which we're now resurrecting for the stores, where they're going to be selling Tesla, where you can put your hand on a sensor, and then we can show how much the field changes when you put the watch on is when you don't. It's pretty amazing. Your field will go from 20 feet and being stuck and not dynamic to 100 feet and breathing in and out and moving and very dynamic. So that's incredible. And that's the most important thing about the field is that it be dynamic, it be moving. The field is where all the information is. It's not in our brain. It's in the field.
Sure.
Everything about us is in the field. I know if you remember back in the day, we did research with chick embryos, and we could actually alter the sex of a chick embryo with a different ELF frequency. We could change it. The sex.
No, I didn't remember
that. So we're not a body with a field. We're a field with a body, which that's why this 5G and all these things are really impinging on us the more because it affects the field. And spiritually, when you think about it, we're kind of just like spacemen walking around in a spacesuit because the real who we are is inside, is that invisible, incredible, infinite life form or spirit, our soul, basically,
force.
If you want to call it
that.
That is just using the body to learn and grow. That's what we're here for. We're going to make mistakes. As long as we learn and we grow from those mistakes, we're good. You know, that's what we're here to do. So, you know, those resonant frequencies of who we really are is out in that field. It is part of that field. And all information, even from past times, whatever, is all in that field. And so it marches forward with us. When we get stressed, when we have emotional issues and whatever, it goes into the field. And it stays there as chaotic energy. So when that chaotic energy starts to build, it comes into the physical and it starts to impinge on the physical and create dis-ease. So we have all kinds of issues that start a lot because of the stress and the emotional chaotic patterning that we put into that field. And that is what causes a lot of issues with the body. So when we put on the Taslar, it organizes that field. It changes
it
the way
coherence.
The field moves. Coherence and dynamic ability. And so nothing gets stuck. And it starts to work that chaotic patterning out of the field. And we see that with the color changing in the field, with the way that the meridian, main meridian points and chakras, if you want to call them, mm-hmm. start to move and change and become mm-hmm. stronger and more vibrant. And we can even see, I used to take it to, like, we sold the watches at Saks and Neiman's and whatever. And I would have a day, I'd come in and I'd sit there and people would come in and I'd show them on the computer the difference when they were wearing the watch and when they weren't. And I could tell them all kinds of things by looking at their field, because I've been in this research for so long. You could tell if they were molested as a child. You could tell if they were, you know, if they were sick or they had cancer. You could tell if they were divorced and going through emotional issues.
Yes. Yes. Extraordinary. Well, I think you have a keen intuition and insight, you know.
Well,
I was going to say.
I do, but you could see it right there in the field, in the patterning and
yeah.
the color and, you know, all of those things. I say, no, look.
Sure.
Do you see this right here? That's what I'm talking about. That's impinging on your emotional body. See that chaotic, that red line? That's impinging on your mental state. That means you're involved in some bad stuff at home, you know, or at work or whatever, you know? So,
I wonder,
see that line. Go ahead.
You're of course, familiar with the Institute of Heart Math. I'm wondering, it's one thing to mm-hmm. have brain coherence, another thing to also have heart coherence. I was wondering, Ilanka, have you done any research with them as a group and to see if the Taslar has any effect on that coherence as well?
Well, we've done a lot of work with heart rate variability balancing sympathetic, parasympathetic, and
well,
also
that, I think would really address that,
like,
frankly.
Communism.
Yeah, that
yeah,
would
so,
that would
but,
address that. I'm
you know,
thinking.
Dr. Glenn Ryan
Please
was with
ahead.
Them for a long time. Dr. Glenn Ryan was with them
yes,
for a long time,
Glenn
and
Ryan,
we worked
sure.
with him very closely. So, but really,
That's
we
right.
haven't worked with them directly.
He and I were
why.
In St. Petersburg together with Dr.
Yes.
Karatkov with the gas discharge technology.
India,
back in the year 2000.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It's a small
Glenn
world. It's a small but wonderful world, except we're also living in, as you keep really implying in one way or another and another, that we live in an electronic soup, and almost our entire society is electrified, and people don't know if they're coming or going without it. So we're in a very strange situation and very threatening one as well. And Taslar is really a lifeline in so many ways to help us get out of it. You know, I've been meditating and doing Qi Gong and Tai Chi Chuan for a long time, Ilanka, and I thought that my, kind of mentally and emotionally coherent state of relaxation and centeredness was based on that. But I actually think it might be all based on the Taslar.
Well, I think that it does keep you in a peaceful state. We know that for sure scientifically.
Yes, I do.
And oddly enough, in Italy,
I'm being a little playful, but what I think it is, it's actually an alignment of the two, and one feeds the other.
Absolutely,
frankly.
And one helps. Yeah, absolutely. And you're just a darling anyway. Come on, you've always been a darling. So, a friend of mine, a neurosurgeon in Italy. You know, all this stuff is really bad in Italy, and he had a patient. He had a patient that was really ill, and he thought she's not going to make it. And she was a friend of his, and he put his watch on her, and her symptoms all went away from the virus. And he thought, whoa, Yeah. Whoa.
Oh,
and so that really gave us the hint, okay, 5G, this 5G
yes.
is really major part of this. He took the watch off.
Yeah.
Symptoms came back. So she's wearing his watch now.
Yeah, right. Needless to say.
Yeah, because I just don't have the heart to take it back. But
yeah,
again,
really.
He did some more tests on other patients and had the same experience. So, you know, I'm sure it's not that the watch is a miracle thing at all. It's not that the watch is healing these people. It's that in taking that tremendous load off the brain, that 80% that we show on the EEG, the brain is looking at it and go, hey, I can handle that. You know, send in those killer cells. What are you guys waiting for, you know?
Isn't
don't you recognize what this is? Come on, go in there and get it, you know?
Yeah.
Kill this thing.
It's
you know,
like,
so
it's
the brain can be
principle.
So much more effective.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same principle as when we detoxify the body. Then the load of viral, you know, a bacterial, fungal, yeast, whatever it is that is bothering and disrupting the body's natural tendency to always heal itself. That's what it does. And it throws off, sloughs off toxins. So if the body is burdened by these things, it won't be able to function. And so what I hear you saying, Alanka, is that this helps to remove that electrical and viral load so the body can do what it's best at.
Absolutely. That's it. That's exactly it.
Mm.
So,
a better world has
to
handle your watches. We have to make these watches available to people through our new upcoming website.
Absolutely. Whatever we can do, of course, we want to work with you. I'm so lucky now because I licensed it to Timex, Timex Switzerland. So they're made in Switzerland now. They're just beautiful.
Oh, that's amazing.
They are
so beautiful. Yeah.
They are. And I have, so the watches are made in Switzerland. That's the best in the world. My designer is Italian. That's the best in the world. And the technology is American, which is the best in the world. So we have the best in the world.
No, even better than American made. It's Alanka made.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. But you know what? We are the only energy science product ever to be sold at a luxury level. Still to this day.
Oh, is that
so
interesting?
Like Saks, Neiman's, Harrods in London, Prince in Hong Kong. We were Oprah's favorite thing twice. You know, so we're out there. We've been out there.
You have.
So
truly an extraordinary. And I've been wearing that watch since you gave it to me back in 1999 or 2000, whenever it was. I have that original watch. I love it.
Yeah.
No, really, I do. I feel like it's a part of my appendage, you know. It's truly
a
part of my body.
Yeah.
That would be great. But I have grown so accustomed to this.
Absolutely.
But no, and I think that it's because of what it's doing that I, you know, if I don't go out of the house without it. And if I do, it's very rare. And I feel it. I miss it, you know. So... Yeah, you might be right. It's time to update. But I can attest to the
just
value and quality of it. Yeah. The alpha wave, et cetera. This is profound because our world right now, I don't have to say, we're living in this toxic soup. We're living in a viral soup right now. It is scary. It is changing our economy. People are at home. There is a pallor over New York City, Alanka. You know, people are standing 6 feet apart. I can watch day by day where people are taking all of the instructions more seriously. You know, there's a tendency to say, you know, I'm fine and all that. But now more and more, your average New Yorker is really bearing down. Just before this show, I was out on my bike briefly, taking care of a couple of errands, and I saw the line at Trader Joe's. I've never seen people 6 to 10 feet apart from each other. It doesn't go on in New York. People are used to bundling, you know, and we rather enjoy it just as a function of our nature. But that's how serious this is, which also means that the solution to the COVID-19, and I don't want to say the solution, but a solution, and the 5G, which is so god-awful, and so few people are recognizing what it is. They're thinking about faster downloads of a video. I mean, who the heck cares when your life is at stake?
Right.
That's how, this is how I would say regressed of the human mind and person has become in this day and age of over electrification, if you will. Your comments?
Well, we want instant satisfaction. That's the problem. You know, we don't have patience at all. And everybody's hyperactive and you know, we have all this craziness going on in their head because of the frequencies, you know, that they're trying to receive and transmit for them. So just the things that are getting to them, they're wanting more of, you know.
That's right. It becomes a feedback loop in itself, right? It just, people don't get it. And to remove oneself altogether into nature. And of course, everything is electrical. Life itself is electrical. We know that. But there is the overload and the, you know, the type of frequency that makes all the difference in the world, which of course is what you've been saying all along since I've known you, and let alone in this today's interview. So
I was a lonely voice out there in 1986. I guarantee you, they thought I was nuts, including my family. You know, 1986 to be talking about this. You know, they thought, what?
Exactly.
A nanotechnology in 1986. Oh my God, where are you from? Another planet.
You are really right. And wasn't that the time when you had the hangar in Southern Illinois that you converted into a lab, basically?
Yep.
Was that that time period?
Yep, still have it. What are you talking about? Yeah, still have
God.
It.
God.
You
were and are a pioneer, and that's why I'm so glad to have you on again today, Ilanka, and sharing what you are with everyone, because we, you know, I mean, I'm a big advocate of vitamin C and also taking any number of different herbs for building the immune system. And, you know, I just want everybody to know, folks, that there really are solutions. There are, I mean, I got a very funny email today saying drinking tea 3 times a day is a very good thing to do.
And
I mean, you know, people are having some fun with this, but the thing is that there really are some simple, inexpensive solutions that when we build up our immunity, you know, as you are implying in everything you're saying here, that's our key to health, is our immune system. Mm-hmm. And everything we think and everything we feel and our ability to manage stress effectively, and all of that is feeding in directly to the functionality of that immune system. It's a living being, if you will.
Yes, yes. Well, for your listeners only, we can give them a discount at Tesla. If they go to tesla.com, they can have a 20% discount by putting in LEONOR, Leonore 20. Leonore 20, and they get a 20% discount off of the watches. That's for you today, a present.
Oh, that is remarkable. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that, and thank you for all of this powerful download of information and knowledge and experience and all the way up to date. I mean, this is awesome. One other thing before I let you go, I think you mentioned in passing the other day, work that you're doing with the CDC or at least an information outlet where you have their ear. What is that about? Is that something you can talk about?
Well, it was with WHO and some of scientists working with CDC on the virus and the frequencies and the way that we can counter this using electromagnetic fields. Again, fire against fire, and it can only be through scalar that we can collapse this thing. And we can use certain frequencies to make the disease basically come apart, like a singer hits a high-pitched note and shatters the crystal glass.
Yeah. Oh, God,
that idea where you match resonance, with the thing. So we're doing a lot of research on that right now. We're using the electromagnetic and scalar component to do that, which leaves no side effects. You know, because a lot of this stuff that they're coming out with leaves terrible side effects, like this drug they use for malaria has terrible side effects. Some of those things just to me are not real ways to combat this. And my study in scalar and electromagnetics fight fire with fire, everything's electrical. Mm-hmm. We can make a difference by using what is going to take us down to be our weapon against it. Use the right frequency, the right pulse rate, the right amplitude, etc. I think we can actually, it can be the new medicine of tomorrow.
Well, you know that I have been using an electromagnetic device for many years at this point, called the Life System in this case, although there are many different types of systems that are available that read, on one hand, they read what's going on in the nervous system, very much like you were doing so at Saks and Neiman Marcus, reading the women who stepped up.
Right.
And so in a sense, this reads that as well as it then administers the frequency for neutralizing, just as you were saying, to sort of take it apart. Another image that comes to me in listening to you speak, Alanka, is the way ozone works in the air, which it dissembles the component parts of any pollutant, contaminant. It separates it out into its oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen, and anything else. And it just dissembles it. So that's what I hear you saying can be done with the use of the intelligent use of electromagnetic technology when it comes to this virus.
Yes, the scalar particularly. And we've seen we've seen this using RF, radio frequency, actually, what is actually deleterious, but in the right amplitude, et cetera, where we can take that and put it into a chamber of noble gases and create photons. And those photons, we bounce them around in there and they create what's called photon-photon coupling, which is a term for quantum. It creates a quantum or a scalar event. And with that, then, we can modulate or piggyback other information, because one of the things about scalar is that it carries information on the waveform.
Yeah.
So we can, I actually have a patent on ozone, putting it into that same chamber and running it through a spiral into that chamber, and those photons pick up that information and send it energetically into the body. Because the problem with ozone, it has that free radical.
Sure.
And the free radical is not so good. But when we send it into the body energetically, we can take that free radical out, because it will only pick up the components, the gaseous components of that ozone, and carry it into the body.
The O2 instead of the O3.
Exactly.
Perhaps.
And the concentrated O2. Okay. And,
do
and
I remember,
take that, switch that out. The lipid generator. It's the lipid generator that we've
yes.
now made even better.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't your yeah. husband Court working on this back in the day?
We started working on that back in 1989
yes.
because Robert Strecker came to us for the AIDS virus, saying that
oh.
this thing mutates and they will never have an immunity for it. So we have to figure out some electromagnetic way to take it down. So we resurrected the old Rife technology. We got a Rife machine and started looking at it. And problem is that we first did it. It was with regular electronic. We didn't understand that why his machine was so effective was that he was using vacuum tubes, and the vacuum tubes
oh.
gave the high harmonic. Mm-hmm.
See, oh,
and so when we used the regular parts, we didn't get that high harmonic content. So it was later that we discovered, hey, this is why this isn't, it just didn't work the same. And we figured
mm-hmm.
out, oh, this is why it's not getting that high harmonic content. So we had to build that in basically go back to and redesign the whole working parts of it so that we could get that high harmonic content, which led us into scalar and led us into using light because as a carrier, which is the best.
Mm-hmm.
But we went through a lot of stages to get there. We went through the thing where we put it up through their feet, you know, on a signal.
Yeah.
And we found out that was all too strong because cells talk to each other using radio frequency, very tiny signals, like in the picotesla range. So when you use a strong signal, like some of the PMs and whatever that's out now, that's so strong, it like shocks the cells and they have to recover first before they can do anything. Okay, it's kind of like a reset, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes.
but if you get down to that picotesla level, cells start
yes.
to communicate with each other and talk, keep talking to each other. And you give them the right information. We found if you give the body the right information and energy, it can heal itself. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right information.
Well, I mean, I say that the body is healing itself all the time. However, when it is presented with extraordinary aberrant circumstances like it is now, with all of man's mad hatter ideas and technologies, this kind of feeding it more information to bring the cells back into alignment becomes very necessary. You know, the body can't
Absolutely.
Just be left to itself. It needs some
Absolutely.
Love, right?
Yeah, yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
But
exactly. That is so interesting. So it's almost like, as I'm listening to you say all of this, Alanka, it's as though you learned the language of the cells, you learned the frequency
yeah.
at which they
the communication.
Speak. And you are mm-hmm. able then, yes, to design your speech, if you will, to be in that size, that unit, that metric, and then it can hear. And it's not getting overwhelmed, and they're not getting traumatized, in a sense, by too
right.
loud a volume
right.
or a decibel level.
Exactly.
Or, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect way
oh,
to describe
my.
It. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's another thing, even though we are so beyond the time that was set, but I'm so
I'm
enjoying
so
this. No, please do not be sorry. I welcome this. I wanted to just say, I'm thinking about probably also another friend of yours, Peter Tompkins, and The Secret Life of Plants, and the entire domain
mm-hmm.
of our relationship with the plant world and the communication level there as well.
Yes.
I was wondering if
yes.
we could, as we're talking with human cells on the picotesla unit-sized level, if somewhat similar type of communication can be miniaturized, if you will, for plant-human communication.
Absolutely. You know, Chris Bird was a good friend of mine. And Chris actually did those studies, and we did a lot of studies with him, particularly Puharich. And you could put a little amplifier on the plants, and so you'd go in and we'd cut the leaf of a plant. This is in a range of a lot of plants around. You cut the leaf of one plant, and you'd hear that plant kind of make a little scream, like with an amplifier,
scream.
Go, ee! Holy Moses, that's creepy. And then we went in the other room, and we were saying, okay, well, maybe we should go back and, you know, cut a couple more plants and see if that was just one plant or if they all. And immediately when we thought that, or we were just talking about it, all the plants started going off, like, just the thought. So,
yes.
You know, life as we know it is much more complicated, than we could ever dream, I think. And we know that trees communicate to each other. They do communicate.
Through the root systems, et cetera. Yeah.
Exactly.
And they share water. Plants share water and nutrients. You know, if one is overloaded or another one needs it. I mean, it's this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's this huge interconnectedness between plants themselves and we ourselves with each other, as well as with the plant
everything.
World. The entire sentient life is awesome.
Yes.
And you have been one of those who have dived down deep to see this and to come back and report. And it's exquisite research that you have been doing for a long time, Alanka. And, I just want to thank you for it and what you've brought to the surface, if you will, with all of your research into these incredibly important areas and the gift of the Teslar itself to humanity, because it really is a gift. And I want to just thank you and all of your friends and colleagues and family who have helped empower you to be able to take the time to do this work. So.
Thank you so much. I feel like it's actually God, and I'm just a steward.
Yeah.
So this all came from the Lord and not anybody else. So I'm not quite that smart.
I don't know. I think you're pretty darn smart. But I really appreciate it, Alanka. Do you want to give the website out again for anyone who would like to follow up?
For Tesla, it's www.teslar.com. If you want to see the science, it's www.teslar.com. That's a ton of science there. My own website is www.alonka, and then Harezi, harezi.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thanks for coming onto the show again after all this time, and it's so nice to be able to share these things that are so meaningful to us together individually, and that can be of some real value to the world at large. We're in pain right now, and conversations like this really help to bring forward possibilities, options, and solutions. So,
I hope I've been helpful to people listening. And so anyway, thanks so much for having me on, Mitch. You know, I love you, you take care, and hopefully see you sometime soon.
Okay. That sounds great. I'd love
it.
Bye-bye. We'll talk soon.
Blessings to all.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thanks again. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome.
Alanka Harezi, just a dear friend and amazing colleague who I've learned so much from over the years. It's funny. She's so humble and modest. I can say that when she's not listening. And she really is. And she's just jam-packed with knowledge and experience that she brings to the foreground. And the world has really benefited from it. So I'm truly deeply grateful for her work and our friendship. I want to just thank all of you for listening and remind you that we are a nonprofit, a 501c3, and your donations and investment in a better world, if you will, really helps to sustain us on the air and bring you shows such as this. So we want to really thank you. Just go to my direct email, which is mjr@abetterworld.net. mjr@terworld.net, and I can guide you about how to make such donations. Also, I just want to hear your feedback, so I so appreciate that. It helps me do a better job. So thanks, and if you want any of our services, our coaching, energy balancing, we talked, of course, about the life system and it's essentially computerized kinesiology. Feel free to contact me also at that same email address or at the phone number 212-420-0800, 212-420-0800. And visit our website, abetterworld.tv, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. It's right there on the right. It's free. It's for you. The radio archive is completely open, and just a ton of information on lots of different subjects. Not as thorough as today on 5G, but we have covered that and global warming, of course, at great extent, and a lot of different health subjects and progressive thinking, systems thinking, holistic thinking, paradigm shifting interviews and dialogues. So please avail yourself of it and share it also with your family and friends. So on that note, I want to just thank you all again and say this is Mitchell J. Rabin for A Better World. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did with Alanka, and I look forward to seeing you next week.